included and maybe even help run it?
Well, make sure you let us know when you're recruiting, because we can send out information and let us know so we can do something like this again, because you've all really added to everybody's knowledge about poverty. This went very quickly. Did any of you have anything else you wanted to say that that I didn't give you space to say? Any thank yous or acknowledgments or words of wisdom?
I would just like to thank Interact Club, the Rotary Club, the Lamplighter, Mr. Barnhart, and pretty much everyone who helped make this possible this year, as well as all of the other district heads who brought together this simulation so that we could actually have the turnout that we did.
Also, thank you, Abby, for putting it together. And thank you for having us.
You bet. Thanks to all of you, Abby, Alex, Molly, and Rhea, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLVRadio.org/radio.
Sometimes the wounds that never heal are easiest to hide. When Eleanor came bearing gifts to San Francisco Bay, she gave my dad a blanket in the hospital that day. That blanket meant
a request for this Memorial Day weekend, Semper Fi, from John Gorka. Thanks for being along with us here at the Saturday Lug Brigade. Hello to Andrea. Thank you for checking in just now. We're grateful that you did. Did you stumble upon us this morning? Did you hear teens talking and you were wondering what was going on? The Saturday Light Brigade has been here since I was a teen. We began many, well, not that many years ago. And our goal has always been to connect the community through radio. We think that's one of the best and highest means for this medium to conduct itself. You heard me a few minutes ago, perhaps noting all of the stations that carry our work. The internet, too, makes us universally available. But my sense is that it's pretty important that you have access and exposure to lots of different kinds of voices, and you have throughout the morning. Another one is coming up in just a moment. And the fact is that radio can serve human beings this way rather than through algorithms and formulas. It's been my honor to knit things together. But you're the biggest part of what we do, keeping us informed of what's important to you, making requests, keeping in touch, interacting as we do Saturday morning. Thank you for playing such an important role in the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Health and Wellness Guide, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
Thank you if you have contributed to SLB at any time during the year. You can always make a contribution at slbradio.org/donate. A special thanks to our monthly donors. We have a number of donors that are kind enough to have set their credit or debit card up to make a donation every month. Rick, Anne, Mike and family, Jim, Nicolette. David, and many others, we are grateful for your support. Alyssa Hanke was with us just about 3 years ago. It was June 18th, 2022. Cody Piper was scheduled to be here this morning, but Cody's ill. So we have a segment featuring Alyssa Hanke, and she'll talk more about herself and her music. Again, this is from June 18th, 2022, Alyssa Hanke.
Towns and lit our scenes. At night we run to the big city. Will the hills up high are covered in dust, in that valley below is filled with rust. So take my hand while we're still young, 'cause you know, oh, that everything life, hoping the Lord would make you blind. You're just a drone in the day and a runner in the night. You're like a wild beast thrown in a cage, and every hour shows your age. You're just another number without a name, but you know, will they build you up to knock you down? You're broken at the seams and you're busting out. So meet me, darling, at the edge of town. Oh, to run away from the darkness coming down. Oh, it's been known to swallow you whole. And don't you make me a man. Stay close to my urgency. Oh, come on, come on. We're hurrying now, darling. It can't catch us now. It's silent and still, and it don't make a sound. Only got one chance to break on out. Oh, so stay in the light. Stay in the light from the darkness coming down. Stay in the light, stay in the light, yeah, stay in the light, stay in the light.
Alyssa Hanke, I like that song a lot. It's a Thank good you. Song. Do you often open with that? It seems...
Sometimes I do, yeah.
It seems kind of anthemic. Has it been around for a while?
So this is off the new album I just dropped out, dropped on April 22nd.
Oh.
So it's pretty new.
So it is new.
But I've been playing it out for a couple years now, so.
So tell me about the new album.
So this album, this is the first album I have that has a full band on it. So it's a departure for that. And I think... yeah, it's just a lot of different themes. It's kind of about coming from this area. It's called Northerner.
And did you creating an album? Creating an album, period,
I would think would be really tough as part of the creative process. When do you let it go? What do you let the producer do? But with a band, I can't imagine what that's like. Was it challenging? I guess is.
It's kind of interesting because, like, when I recorded it, everybody was recorded separately. So, you know, it was just everybody was recorded. Like, I started, I did the main tracking, and then it was just built around those tracks.
Okay, so that, and especially with the pandemic, that makes sense. But, you know, I'm not a musician. It makes sense that that would be a way to do it efficiently, too. Did you score their parts or give them a sense of?
I kind of just, I created space on each song, you know, gave them measures and they could solo on and have fun with. But I wanted to keep it loose. So everybody that played on the record kind of added their own element, their own creativity. Like I have saxophone and drums, and they just kind of brought, and obviously lead guitar, bass, but they all kind of brought their own style to the album.
I'm sorry to get so technical. I'm just really curious. Did you have to? Of course, they all need to hear you. But did they have to lay down their tracks in a particular order so they could hear what another musician added?
Yeah. So when you go to record, the standard is you usually do a scratch track, which is with like a metronome, so it's in time, and then you lay the drums down, and that's your first track out of everything, and then you have bass, and then like rhythm guitar and lead guitar and vocals. It kind of just builds up that way.
You can tell I have no place in a recording studio.
But the scratch track is kind of a good reference point for everybody to hear where they should be.
Do people go back and change, or can they?
You probably could. I'm not that good of a producer to be able to do that. Yeah. So it's pretty it's strictly to the scratch track. And
you probably have to have an infinite amount of money to do that, or time.
It's just, it's just tedious. You have to go in and do like surgery to each track.
What's the name of the album?
It's called Northerner.
Northerner.
Yeah, I have a copy right here.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Should have gave that to
you.
Oh,
that's okay. Here you can... There we go. I was going to have her throw it to me, but...
Should have gave that to you before we
started. Oh, it's autographed, too. No, what a great cover. Who did the photo?
That's a photographer named Jonathan Blanchard. He's from, like, kind of Indiana County area.
Buddy Rieger.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I met him. I did the Pittsburgh Plays concert. I met him through that.
Yeah,
He's super talented.
Yeah, this is a really... I'm looking here. We have new lights in here. I don't know if you can tell, and they're really shiny. But you've got a great group of musicians on here, and back photo is nice, too.
Oh, thanks.
Alyssa Hanke is here, and we've linked to her website. You should take a look, because she's out and about playing quite a bit, and we're going to get right back. It's simply alyssahanke.com. I have a feeling if you just Google her, that will come up without any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
See that? I can't even hold my phone this morning. it's been a long week. What would you like to play next?
I'll do a song. It's called Hard Road. Break out the harmonica here.
Excellent. Listen to Alyssa's voice as she sings in guitar, and recognize I don't want to put you on the spot, but your songs just have such a texture of truth is the way I would put it.
Thank you.
They're just layered in a way that, it's truth, but also just convincing. It's so evident from the first notes.
Appreciate that.
Here she is again, Alyssa Hanke.
The turnpike home. You know
is a peer, make a young man home. She gotta do what she can, 'cause honey is a hard road. Company coming in to tear up land, just killing all the beauty from the maker's hand. And that old devil got in my body and soul. You gotta keep on that good side, 'cause honey, it's a hard. I'm stranded in that Seattle rain, and I'm an old beat-up Santa Fe train. No, just carrying myself a heavy, heavy load, and I could use some help, 'cause honey, it's a hard.
Alyssa Hanke, Hard Road, the song from her brand new release called Northerner. Thank you for including the lyrics. Is that in every?
Pretty much, yeah.
Good.
It should be in every.
I wasn't sure if you did that just for me, but I really think it's good to include lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So that people, I'm one of those guys that loves to read. And sometimes even without the music, that just likes to look at them. I was looking, it's funny that the song Hard Times, or Hard Road, I'm sorry, mentions Exodus, and then I'm thinking, oh wait, maybe I'm looking at the wrong song, because there's called Exodus as well. And then I started, clearly I didn't study them because I mostly was listening to you, but there seems to be a real theme across this album. Am I right? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I wrote a lot of the songs during COVID, and I guess they all kind of tied together where it was kind of specific to this area, kind of the Rust Belt, and that kind of classic like rock and roll idea of like running away and the highway.
Yeah, that's what I got was movement and either leaving to get away or leaving because you're attracted to something.
Right.
Ricky and I were just talking about this last week about how it's folks don't make albums very much anymore. That are folks make songs, recorded songs rather than albums. And this This is one I think that would be fun to listen to from start to finish, ponder, and then do it again.
Some people give me some feedback about it and how all the stories kind of come together, and it just gives a bigger picture.
Yeah,
to listen to the whole album.
It's evident.
Yeah,
it's terrific. I think it would be good for folks to know a little bit more about you. You're from Pennsylvania originally, right? Where did you grow up?
So I grew up kind of near Katanning area. I was born in Katanning. I grew up in a town called Rural Valley.
Close to the Allegheny?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, and out in the country. So a lot of my music's kind of about that kind of stuff,
When did you start playing?
I started playing mostly in college. I played a little bit in high school, I started playing out in college, like live, open mics. And I spent a lot of time writing songs in college, too.
And where was that?
IUP.
Okay. And yeah. Did you study music there? Or?
No, I studied art. I focused on like graphic design. And I also painted and drew and all that kind of stuff.
There's a nice I have a lot of friends who went to IUP. There's a lot of nice places to play out and to stretch out a little bit on campus there too. That was probably a great experience.
It was cool.
Enough from home, like to be far away but close enough that you're not too far away,
right?
In terms of growing up, I mentioned the river. Like, were you close enough to, boat, fish, do?
Yeah, on the weekends, my uncle and aunt, they have a boat. We go out like almost every weekend in the summers. It was just such a good time.
Yeah, I have some friends who live in Katanning or that area, and I kind of fantasize about that sometimes. I'm sure it has its drawbacks too.
Yeah. Flooding.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be one.
Yeah.
Or just getting into the city if you need to come in. But
it's not too bad. It's just right down 28. It's just a straight shot.
Is there a point where you decided you really want to put your all into what you're doing? Did that happen when you were in college or when you came out?
I think it really happened when I was working my first job out of college. And it was just like pretty miserable. And it was like I was making time to play music. Music wasn't my job and my passion. It was just like making, it was just like if I had time for it, I would do it. So I found a way out of it, and I just went full-time into music.
That's absolutely, it's terrific. I mean, there's a lot of people that are miserable as they're working, and it's a horrible place to be. Alyssa Hanke is the voice you're hearing pretty distinctively. Her new album is called Northerner. It's ALYSSA, and then the word Hank, followed by EY, Alyssa Hanke. And you'll find her at alyssahanke.com. The new release looks and sounds great. What would you like to do next?
So I'll do another song off the album here. It's called They Used to Make Things Here.
Oh, that's one I really wanted to hear. I'm glad you're playing it.
Here we go. I was all talked out, so I just shut my mouth and I took me a good long drive. Just me and the radio in that valley sinking low. The highway, she's alone tonight. Well, this town's an ancient place with factory frames and a sign said Cambria Stale. Oh, you can tell they used to make things here.
said it's not my fault. We would end it after all, but I can't hear your words right now. I'm just fixing for a drink. The users are on the brink, and there's trouble scattered all over town. And old habits, they die when you're stranded in the dark. Oh, but going back don't get you anywhere. Well, Daddy said they worked and they welded, they molded and they melted to build the cities you come to know so well. So step forward fast and take two steps back, and all you're doing is standing still. Oh, you can tell they used to make things here. Well, tonight it's lit up with brand new storefronts, and the ones not left behind. And I just look up at the mill, sitting way out on that hill. You know they closed her up long before my time. And I suppose I should head home. I know you're sitting all alone. Oh, baby, you were so right. But I just sit on a riverbed with these thoughts in my head. You know the water's warm this time of year. Oh, you can tell they used to make things here.
That song is even better than I thought it would be.
The, oh, yeah.
The title really grabbed me. And then, I told you, I scanned the lyrics. Is there any personal history of your family in that song at all? Or at least of the area you grew up in? You mentioned Cambria Steel.
Yeah, so when I was starting to play out, in open mics, I would play open mics in Johnstown, and I just, like, every time I would drive through the town, I would think, like, oh, there's, like, gotta be, like, ghosts, like, walking these streets.
Yeah.
So I always, like, there's always a song on each album that, like, mentions it.
Yeah. Have you been to Johnstown lately?
I think I played a couple shows in the spring there.
Yeah. Johnstown, I've been there annually for about 8 years or so, just for one project we do. But it's interesting, you know how things can change, but if you're there as they change, you might not notice it because
right.
You're there. Johnstown, from my perspective at least, keeps adding to its music and art community.
Mm-hmm.
There are people making things there again,
just on a
different
exactly,
scale.
Yeah.
In fact, there were plans for a blacksmith to start working there. And it's it does seem like a town with the ghosts, though.
I think I was driving, it was raining, and I was like, oh, you know, you just think about that. But yeah, I think the song is about, like, somebody my age. We don't really remember the industrialized places. And so you're just kind of wondering what happened and what it was like then, too, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And even though I remember them, I don't remember them the way somebody a generation older than me would.
Right.
Or beyond, because it's just an entire way of life and rooted kind of sense of some communities, you know, mm-hmm. that were actually informed and molded around the industry that was there and people's identities too. And then suddenly they're gone. I sometimes wonder, you know, where's the next stuff we got to build? Where's all that going to come from? And I sure don't. I don't think we're going to 3D print I-beams. Maybe. You never know. Yeah. If we do, I don't know if I want to be in that building or, or drive over the bridge.
Yeah.
Alyssa Hanke is here. Again, if you're just tuning in, Northerner is the album. And it just, I haven't heard it yet, but I can tell it's going to be good. 8 tracks all together. Accompanied by a few of her best friends.
Super talented people.
It. You got to feel good about playing out. Was it pretty dry during the pandemic? You probably didn't have too much going on.
When everything was shut down, I didn't play at all. I did a lot of live stream shows. But when things were kind of opened up more, everything was outdoor. So I played a lot of outdoor shows that you wouldn't typically have outdoors. You know, they had heaters and in the wintertime.
Yeah, you just make the very best doing it. When you wrote, trying to think of the best way, I'm curious about writing these songs and they strike me as songs you really have to labor over, that they take a lot of, all songs take a lot of thought, but I guess what I mean is these songs are so, each one of them is full of depth and feeling and a bit of history and antecedent. Do you find yourself as a writer revising and improving, or I may be reading too much into it? Maybe this is just flowing off the pen easily for you.
It could go either way. I think a good song kind of comes out and just flows out, but there's occasionally you go back and you're like, oh, I think it'd be better to phrase it this way or whatever. But if it's too overworked, I usually don't want anything to do with
interesting.
It
interesting. So you'll be able to tell this one isn't going to be any good. It's too hard, or
it's just not working out. Yeah, or maybe I'll put it down and pick it up later. Too, that happens sometimes.
What about ideas, concepts? Where did those come from?
I read a lot of books and watch a lot of movies, and I think there's always just some sort of line in a book or in a film, and it just immediately sparks something. And
interesting.
Like They Used to Make Things Here is a good example. I was watching a movie called Last Flag Flying, and it's like these three army buddies they were in Vietnam together, and they're taken. One of their sons had died in Afghanistan, and so it was like a road trip movie. They were taking his body from Arlington to New Hampshire, and they were driving through this town. It was like kind of in, you know, Rust Belt town, and they're like, you could tell they used to make things here. And the guy's like, yeah, they used to. And it was just like, there's something about that just struck with me.
Do you find yourself doing that with conversation? Like if you overhear somebody telling somebody something, I can see that happening. And you better grab those. Do you just keep
write them down.
Yeah, write them down, and eventually they turn into something, maybe. That's interesting. I've never heard of that movie.
It's good, yeah. It's got Steve Carell, Bryan Cranston, Lawrence Fishburne.
These are all good actors. It's called Three Flags.
Last Flag Flying.
Last Flag Flying.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
I'm going to have to write that down, but I'm not going to write it down on your album. I'm going to write it down. It sounds excellent. Alyssa Hanke is here. We probably have time for a couple, as in two more. I want to be sure we get, we didn't have too much time to talk ahead of time. I don't want to wear you out. I'm not sure that's possible. I hope folks will come and see you tonight in Murrysville and also just take a look at your whole itinerary. You've got such a busy summer planned.
Yep.
What would you like to do next?
I'll do a new song for you. This song is called Empty Seat.
driving under the moon into the morning sun. I got an empty seat riding shotgun. I got some lies on my face, a few battle scars. I don't know where I'm going, but I've gone too far. Oh, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put this old arm back together again. Oh, and I wonder, yes, I wonder, am I ever gonna fall in love? I'm losing ground on that race I run. The water's rising and the river's rough. Am I ever gonna fall in love? Some traveler in a land unknown, and you make good time when you're all alone. And some people find love in their own backyard, and I've been looking for you, oh honey, near and far. Let me ride down your river. Let me take her on down into the sea of love. And honey, let me drown. Oh, pull me under. Oh, pull me under. Am I ever gonna fall in love? I play the game and I've had enough. Just give me something when my day is done. Am I ever gonna fall in love? Then won't you hurry up and get here? Because there ain't no end in sight. And I've been waiting for you my whole day on life. Am I ever gonna fall in love? It seems like everybody's got someone. I wish I knew your name and where you're from. Am I ever gonna fall in love? Am I ever gonna fall in love? Am I ever, ever, ever gonna fall in
Alyssa Hankey with a new song. I wanted to ask you about your guitar, and I almost forgot. I see the name Orangewood on it, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I think they're a newer company from California. I think it was maybe female started. And I got this, I think it was in like November, December.
Yeah, it rings. Did you add that or did
it come? Yeah, this is a decal I made myself.
Oh, nice. You are an artist after all. The guitar sounds really good. It rings really nicely, but I like the fretboard, which has, they look like wings to me. I can't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's like their
logo.
They're kind of,
Yeah, it's really beautiful, and it sounds great.
Thank
Orangewood is the guitar company. So again, the new album is called Northerner. What would you like to finish up with?
I guess I'll do another one off the album.
Yeah,
the song's
that'd be
called,
great.
The song's called Wild One.
I was born in a blizzard, down where the rivers freeze. I cross these hills on my hands and my knees. Bless me in the dirt and baptize me in the rain. And I've forsaken myself and I've forgotten my given name. Well, I'm a lost cause and I'm a feral cow. Way too long and I ain't ever coming back. I never had a place in that big bad machine. So I'll fight my fight in the service of the queen. Cause you know the kings take more than they give. Oh, and this old world likes to shoot from the hip. So I'll rob the rich like a Robin Hood. And I'll be Jesse James with a six gun. Honey, I'm a wild one. Oh, I'm a woman child living low. Oh, and I ain't easy, but baby, I get around. The city can keep all its stocks and its bonds. Cause around here, you gotta work with what you got. Well, I don't got much, but I got what I need. You gotta find some place that you feel free. Find no love on a billboard sign. And you can tell that city it won't take me alive. Cause you know that kings take more than they give. Oh, and this old world likes to shoot from the hill. So I'll rob the rich like a robin. I'll be Jesse James with a six gun. Oh, honey, I'm a wild one. Oh, I'm an outlaw and I'm a hippie, a troubadour and a gypsy, and just looking for a place to land. You can have power and you can have money, lose it all and then see all you have. What you hold in your two hands. Yeah, you know that kings take more than they give. Oh, and this old world likes to shoot from the hill. So I'll rob the rich like a Robin Hood. I'll be Jesse James with a six gun. Oh, honey, I'm a wild one. Yeah, honey, I'm a wild one.
That is Lissa Hanke from our program of June 18th, 2020. Cody Piper had been scheduled to be with us on the Saturday Light Brigade for today, but became ill a couple nights ago and did not want to chance it. We've rescheduled him already. Thank you for being here with us. I've got a treat for you because we've got the time to play it. Ben Sidran is going to give you a little history lesson about some of the piano players he admires. This is from his album called Been Here, Done That. Thank you.
played piano. It went like this. There was a swing as sweetly as an angel's kiss. I've been hearing George Shearing. I'm running steady with Freddie Red. Yes, talk about piano players in the past. They really knew how to fly. They were a one-way trip on a magic carpet ride. In the park with Sonny Clark, walking through the dark with Buck Bow. Won't you listen to them? Walter Bishop, Walter Norris, Walter Davis, and wall-to-wall explorers like Whit Kelly and who I'd take them. I said Phineas and Thelonious, and any way you rate them, the music that they made, it's alive today. Cause when you hear Cecil Taylor, you hear Jelly Roll play, and nearing that clearing, you are hearing the real McCoy. Come on, Rollin' Roy! And don't you dare forget Red Garland and Herbie Nichols, Harold Mayburn. I said Flanagan, Ellington, Jay McShann. They burn more brightly, rightly today. Cause there ain't nothing in the world gonna take your breath away. Like Count Basie, Fats Waller, Pine Topper, Hammer Garner, Hamp Hawes, Norman Simmons, Kenny Drew, Bobby Timmons, Duke Pearson, Duke Jordan, Hand Jones, still recording. Osher got the Grammy. Bill Evans put the whammy on Miles. He put it on Miles, put it on Miles. he's on a scene. Larry Golding sure holding something mean, and Brad Meldow got all that power. But Dave Hazeltine, he's got my mind all messed up. You guessed up to now. I've been back in the past, cause I believe somehow. Ain't nothing says loving like a Gene Harris walking blues. Those are some funky shoes. They got a hall here in Paris. It's a city block long. Wall to wall pictures. Just picture that gone. Well, that's what we're missing. Every day we don't listen to Cedar and Ramsey and Michelle and Ahmad. Keith, Chick and Herbie, they talking about God. Willie Pickens, you hear the plot thicken. Les McCann had the great left hand. Elmo Hope had that real good dope. Nat King Cole, silken soul. I say, taking a chance with Junior Vance, taking a page from Moe's, and we gotta close.
The great Ben Sidran. And Alyssa Hankey, who you heard before Ben Bryan wrote to mention that she has a show at Fatheads on the South Side this coming Friday. Thanks for sharing that. And thank you to all of our guests today, Abby, Alex, Molly, and Rhea, representing the Poverty Simulation Project, sponsored by Rotary and Interact. And from Phipps Conservatory Youth Advocacy Committee, their programming, we thank Arturo, Minji, Song Yen, and Dylan for being with us today. And thanks especially to you on this holiday weekend. Our show is booked by Ty Chorosky. Chad Green is our technical director. Ella Storm is our technical associate. Tiana Berenger is director of programs. Joseph Kokula manages our youth media center, whose team includes Ben Rakowski, Grace Anderson, Alexa Bosick, Megan Valley, and Alec Green is our technical director. Ella Storm is our technical associate. Tiana Berenger is director of programs. Joseph Kokula manages our youth media center, whose team includes Ben Rakowski, Grace Anderson, Alexa Bosick, Megan Valley, and Alex Bennett. Robert Gray is our director of operations. And Ricky Berger is manager of me. We'll look for you next week here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. We shall meet you here. Gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. We shall meet you here.